I show it to be 5:15. I need a motion to open public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public meeting, public hearing.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. At this time, Gary, I'm going to turn it over to you, this Mr. Gary Traylor, and let you present the program that you've got. We're all home folks, so don't think it'd be any problem.
That's great. Is it okay if I just stand here?
That's fine, or if you want to stand behind the podium, that's another option.
Doesn't make any difference to me. I want to thank you, Judge Leggett, and the entire Commissioners Court. I think it's great that y'all worked this out in such a way that you've got a quorum here of the elected officials. That is not absolutely required, but it is extremely helpful to us, and I really appreciate it. As the judge mentioned, my name is Gary Traylor. I'm with Traylor and Associates, and we were introduced to this project through the Henrietta Growth Corporation, Rick Langford. We have been working with on some other projects out here in Clay County, and he made us aware of a need and an opportunity to assist a company that is wishing to locate in Clay County and create additional jobs here and good jobs through the establishment of a clay mining and brick manufacturing operation here. The process by which grant funds have been requested, the grant money that we've actually asked for is under a program that is called the Texas Capital Fund Program. And we've asked for $750,000, and this application was actually filed back in June. The purpose of the initial submittal of paperwork to the state for this grant was all done on just a prospective basis. It was done the way the process works, we're enabled to file this paperwork. The state then looks at the project. They want to determine whether or not these activities are eligible, whether they meet the program's requirements, and also whether the project receives a score that's high enough compared to any other applications that are submitted at the same time, that it receives a commitment of funds. And of course, you know, that all of that process that is done by the Department of Agriculture that runs the capital fund, all that process that's done is all without any kind of commitment on the part of anyone. It's just basically a trial balloon to see if this program would fit their criteria and be scored high enough to be funded. So we were very, very pleased that within a very short period of time, the judge was contacted and informed, yes, this application has passed that particular hurdle, and the project can go forward, and if the county wishes it to go forward, then we would like for them to actually submit a formal application that is subject to public hearings, subject to official action of the Commissioner's Court, and the submittal of those documents not later than July the 27th. We've since gotten that extended a couple of days just because of the way that you have a weekly newspaper and you have a certain date every week that the court meets, and in order to fulfill all the various requirements of the submittal, we can't really get it in by the 27th, but the state says you have it to us by July 30th and we'll be happy. So the grant that is being requested is one that is needed by Triangle Brick to help reduce the cost of obtaining electric service for their manufacturing plant and clay mining operation site located 10 miles south of Henrietta. I believe that I'm not certain that what I'm saying is correct here, but I believe that the actual property that the mine and the brick manufacturing operation will sit on is property that was formerly part of the Hapgood Ranch.
That's correct.
I believe that's right. The, and I apologize, I don't have it off the top of my head. I can't remember if it's 500 acres or 1,000.
1,994.
But one of the problems that exists out there is that the level of electrical power that they need is greater than what can currently be provided at that location by the electrical service provider, JAC Electric Cooperative. And of course, we have Kim Hooper here with us tonight as well. He has agreed to come and be a resource to answer any questions about their ability to serve Triangle Brick. But essentially, what is necessary in order to support this manufacturing project is the establishment of an electric substation. And that substation would be actually constructed on a site that will be provided by Triangle Brick, that actually is going to be taken out of the western boundary of their property where it abuts U.S. Highway 287. So the substation will be located right there on 287 on the Hapgood property, that and just slightly south of where the brick manufacturing operation will exist there on that same site. The substation, of course, is currently going to benefit primarily Triangle Brick, but its existence there will enable JAC to potentially serve other customers in the future in that portion of the county. So it's a great benefit to them as well as a benefit to Triangle. The grant that's been requested is a $750,000 grant. That money is actually broken down into two different components. $700,000 of it would be available to be applied directly to the development of this electrical substation. The other $50,000 is reserved for the administration of the grant, which is an activity that our firm will be very interested in when the county gets to that point in selecting a service provider and contracting for that type of service. Our company, we've prepared the initial short form application. We're involved in the preparation of this long form application. We're doing this at the request of the company and with the permission of the county. We're not charging anybody anything to do that, and we're only looking for the opportunity to obtain a grant management contract to manage this project if the grant is approved. So just give you an idea about how we work. With regard to the $700,000 grant that or portion of the grant that would actually be used to and be applied to the cost of constructing the substation, it will be necessary, if this grant is approved, it will be necessary for some type of an agreement, something similar to an interlocal agreement, to be entered into between the county and JAC Electric Cooperative. That would, because they're the ones that are actually going to be responsible for the development of the substation and incur the expense for and become obligated for the cost of developing the substation. So if this grant goes all the way through processing successfully and it results in the award of a grant, then we will be working with the county and with JAC to develop an agreement that pretty much, I think, would rely upon JAC to produce the substation, with the county playing a role of as construction invoices or monthly contractor payments are needed. Those invoices would be presented to the county. The county would draw funds from the grant and then remit those to JAC.
Okay. Question there.
Yes, sir.
We're in budget session right now.
Yes.
Do we add the extra $750,000 in as grants in our budget and show an additional $750,000 expenditure in grants out?
Well, I think at this time you certainly can anticipate that this revenue will be coming to the county, and I believe that now your fiscal year will start September 1 or
October 1st.
10-1.
Yes.
Okay. This revenue will not be realized until after 10-1, but if we hold to the project schedule that's been discussed with Triangle, the majority of these funds will be expended entirely during that fiscal year. So I think that is, and you might show it as contingent revenue because you may not actually have a signed grant contract from the state by 10-1, but
well, any time in the coming year
you will,
is what we need to plan now for what would happen within the next year.
That's absolutely right.
But there's one grant we administered through the COG.
Yes.
We were the pass through,
yes.
But they actually, did we have that money in ours or not? Okay.
They actually held an account and the money went into an account they supervised for the
right.
project.
Okay. But we had to sign off on the grant as a whole.
Right.
As a receiving agency, but Nortex did all the administration.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That was through the Texas Community Development Block.
It was CDBG also, yes.
All right. And of course, you know, that money is all passed throughout the state through allocations to each one of the regional council of governments areas within the state.
Right.
This particular program does not work that way.
Okay.
This is entirely handled by the state. So I will say this, it is in fact CDBG money. Yes.
The gentleman that I talked to on the phone the other day.
Yes.
Said, yeah, I know about that other grant. The guy that's administering it,
yes.
Is my next door in the office next to mine.
Good.
So
yes. Okay. So this money will, a grant contract will come to the county and,
Clay County will pay the bills.
Clay County will pay the bills, and
we
will
have to
have
rent out.
And we will have to have a project account opened to receive the grant funds. And
well, it'll go in our grants in, and it'll be dispersed through grants out. It'll just have to have the name of the project when it comes through here for the substation on it.
But we'll have the money before the bills come in, right? Before we pay the bills.
My understanding.
He said you would have to, as a bill come in, you'd have to request disbursement from the state before you paid it.
That's correct.
So
that correct.
You're not going to get a lump sum.
But
you're
going to have the money before
you will.
You can have the money before you pay it, but it'll just be a day or two.
Yeah, I mean, what this will do is it will actually give the county what amounts to drawing rights against the $750,000.
Will there be a project manager that'll sign off that it says it's an approved bill?
Yes.
For paying, okay.
Yes, there certainly will.
Okay.
That may be you as
yes.
grant manager.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely. And that's something we do on a routine basis on all these projects.
One thing this is going to do, though, is since we're going to be over the $500,000 threshold in grants in and grants out, we're going to have a single audit on specifically grants in and grants out.
I was told today.
That's probably so.
I was told today at Nortex that had been raised to $750,000.
Well, we're going to be over the $750,000.
But we'll be over it also. So
you probably will.
Just
so we'll still have an audit.
I am going to let y'all know that will be something that is going to be county tax dollars, and that is going to be an additional audit that I will need to add to the budget.
Ms. Seward, how much will that be? Do you have
our last one was around $24,000, $23,000 something or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
And on a single audit for a single account, I don't know what our current auditors would charge us for that. It'd just be something we'd
probably
have to check
five.
With Chris and Lewis. I'm thinking probably a little more than that.
You think
$5,000 to $10,000?
$5,000 to $10,000.
Yeah.
Well, and the reason I am asking that is that we do want to keep up with any expense that is directly associated with this grant or that results as a cost to Clay County, because you know the idea behind this is to ensure that you're not having to use any general revenue of this county in this project. And if there are costs like that that are being incurred, we want to make sure that we include those in other discussions that are ongoing with the company so that they understand that and understand that there's going to be an expectation that they cover those costs.
Deborah could probably call Lewis or Chris tomorrow if you remember to ask her about it, and he could probably give us an estimate. Okay. That is, he may say 12,000, it may come in at 9.
Right.
He'd be able to just give us an estimate for it, because I'm going to have something to put in the budget.
I just want to make sure y'all know we don't want this to cost Clay County any money at all. And in fact, that also raises another point that you may be interested in knowing, which is that, you know, anytime you handle grant money, you've got liability. And of course, the person that's going to be signing the grant contract, accepting these funds, is Judge Liggett. And, you know, we've had this program has existed for many years. And in addition to the ordinary grant handling liability or compliance liability that exists whenever you're using government funds, this program has a certain additional special liability attached to it, because the grant that's being awarded to Clay County is being awarded based upon the expectation that the company is going to create jobs here, a specific number of jobs. And if those jobs do not result, then a liability will exist, because the justification for the grant would not have been fulfilled. It is the practice of the state to always count every single job that the company creates. But in the event that, for example, and I'll just use made up numbers here, but if, for example, if a project was going to create 50 jobs and it only created 25 jobs, then there would be a 50% deficiency that would exist in terms of the jobs that were promised but not created. And that would then translate into a 50% deficiency and a 50% repayment liability to return those funds to the state for the jobs that were not created. Now,
they do have a bond that they put on them to make sure. Yes. That they do that.
Yes, that's the part I wanted to make sure all of you heard, is that despite everything that we do, despite being presented with a grant contract by the state at some point this fall, and despite approving that contract as a commissioner's court, the state will not permit any of these funds to be drawn down and paid for any purpose until the county has provided the Texas Department of Agriculture with a bond, a security document. Now, that is not something that is intended for the county itself to obtain. It's something that would be an obligation of Triangle Brick to obtain and furnish to you and be issued in the name of Clay County, and then be provided to the state as evidence that all the funds necessary to cover any potential deficiency have been fully covered, so that the citizens of the county are protected and the judge is protected, and you are all protected. And I think that's a change that Todd Staples made after becoming the Commissioner of Agriculture, because they had a couple of occasions, I think, where he was uncomfortable going to a governmental body and saying, we need you to pay some money back. And it's a smart thing to do. Triangle Brick has been made aware of the requirement. The bond itself will cost them a little money, and they're aware of that as well.
Can I interject? Yes. One thing?
Yes, sir.
And please. I had a conversation with Texas Capital Fund Administrator.
Yes.
Chris Reynolds.
Yes.
I did a site visit on another grant we're working on. That can actually be handled three ways.
Yes.
A bond, a performance bond, or a irrevocable letter of credit, or an escrow account. They can do one of those three things. It may not be in the form of a bond. Okay. And they've indicated that it may be a different way, but... So if the bond doesn't turn up, don't feel like...
They've got to have something over us to present.
I appreciate you clarifying that, because there are several ways to cover it that are acceptable and and adequately protect you. But the concept is what the state will insist being fulfilled.
The only reason I brought that up, they indicated it may not be a bond, it may be in another form. I just wanted to make sure they
got you. That's right. Well, you know, if you go to a bank and you ask for a letter of credit, they'll give you one, but they charge you to issue it. And in some cases, these companies have got assets that will cover these kinds of costs, and they may wish to put it up in another form. So that's about it. Are there any questions? I know that y'all have agreed to be here tonight, and I want to tell you as much as you want to hear, but I don't want to tell you more than you want to hear.
Well, I would ask him, you're familiar with this whole process and all in favor of every bit of it, aren't you?
Yes, I'm right. Gary and I have spoken some, of course, Rick also, and I think it's if it works out, it'll be good for Triangle Bridge and for us too. So.
And I had one other question on that, Kim. Mm-hmm. He mentioned that the substation would be on the south end. Is that where he's planning on being built, or on the north end?
North side of the highway, on the southeast side of the plant.
Okay.
But on the north side of the highway and okay. Railroad track.
Yes.
Right. Is this totally going to be constructed by your company?
Brazos Electric Cooperative will actually handle the construction.
Okay.
Of a substation.
That may have already been said.
It's another cooperative that provides our wholesale power.
Okay. Judge, can I?
You bet.
It's kind of funny because they're going to be tying on to
I brought three copies of the resolution y'all are going to consider.
I think I've got one here already.
Let me distribute these to some of these guys just in case there's any kind of questions about it in advance of that meeting. And
I'm of course a member of ERCOT.
Well, this is a different document right here, but I'm going to talk about both of them.
Okay. Being a member of ERCOT, they can use each other's existing transmission lines. So
yeah, this is different.
Since Brazos,
this is the second one.
I think I've got one. Well, I thought I had one more copy of it, but apparently I just got out with two copies of that.
Through that cooperation, it's going to come right out of that Encore transmission line into their substation through a meter, and JAC charges for it.
Okay.
And delivers it to the plant. So
it's in our certified electric service area.
Right.
Certified by the Public Utilities Commission. That's why we're the ultimate provider of power and not Encore.
You're the only provider.
Right.
That can do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But it's going to come out of Encore's line. That's what I was explaining to them how that process works. I wasn't aware of it, but
it's a little different than I knew about. Yeah.
That's left over from the protections from deregulation, right? Because they had to protect the
corporations. Well, it's part of the ERCOT.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted to hand out a couple of things to you while we were all here together. One of them is a resolution of the Commissioner's Court that is on your agenda, I believe, for action this coming Monday.
It will be as of in the morning. We haven't done the agenda yet. We're holding off as long as we can.
I got you. I understand.
I wanted to have this meeting before I actually.
I got you. No, and that sounds great. But that is the resolution. What it basically does is it is a resolution authorizing the county to submit this application. And of course, this is the first formal action on this project. It also, authorizes the county judge to act in all matters pertaining to the processing of this application. The second document that's there with that is called a citizen complaint procedures policy. And I believe the county actually has already probably done that in the past. If you have
we're going to accept this again.
Good.
Just to be for sure.
Okay, good. I appreciate that because some of those previous policies referred to the Texas Office of Rural Community Affairs. They didn't refer to the Texas Department of Agriculture. And so Todd's people have asked that anytime we're doing these, could we get it updated? And we would appreciate y'all passing it. And all it basically does is in the briefest of explanation is that it establishes a procedure that ensures that if a member of the public has a problem with any of this or wishes to make a complaint about the county submitting this application or has a question about it, that there would be a prompt response to that. That's all it really does. And in the event that you should have anything like that, if you'll contact our office, we will also be happy to assist the county in developing information, explanations, or any other information that is requested. So we're accustomed to doing that and happy to do so. But those are the resolution is the formal action that would authorize the application. And then I think we've also, I think Shauna has sent out some forms to you that the judge would be asked to sign, but they're more along the lines of things like checklists and various things like that that the state requires to file a complete application. In fact, I want to ask you, you know, we certainly, if necessary, we will have a representative here for the meeting on Monday. However, because y'all meet so early in the morning on Monday morning, and our offices are the distance they are from here, and I believe Shauna is the one that's scheduled to come, Judge, I think she would have to leave Tyler at sometime around 4 o'clock in the morning.
Let her leave at 6 and just get here by 11.
That'd be great. I know she would greatly appreciate that. I didn't know what time
we y'all will, would actually we get will to meet. This. We will meet till near noon. And I can just hold that towards the end and work from there.
I just want to tell you, that's a great help to her, and I appreciate that accommodation.
It didn't hurt for themself, yeah.
But gentlemen, that's the best explanation of this I can give to you. We want the county to be as involved in this as they want to be involved. And at the same time, we want the county fully protected so that should anything not work as we have planned it, it will not have a negative result on you.
I'm good.
In the meeting on Monday, they'll be actually approving the long form application. Is that how that?
Approving the resolution that we're going to apply for with the long form.
The long form is not complete yet, and it won't be filed until, or actually delivered to the state until the 29th or 30th of July. One of the things that we cannot there's a subsequent public notice we got to run in the newspaper, where there's an ad that will come out that says that it's the intent of Clay County to submit this application. That ad cannot appear in the newspaper until the commissioners have passed this resolution.
On Monday.
And because of the weekly nature of the way the paper gets published, you know, that means that the first opportunity for the notice to be published, I believe, would be Thursday. And so, then we, once that notice is published, we can't hand the state the application until at least 5 days have passed. So that's where you start counting up, and it comes on out to the 29th or 30th. So, and we have conversations with Triangle almost every day, and some of their people who also have to sign these documents are not gonna be available for signature until like next Tuesday or Wednesday. Scott Mullenkoff and of course, J.J. Fralick, who I believe you all know, and Howard Brown, their signatures are involved in this as well. So we expect to have that stuff pouched and to them for signature, back to us in time to file it the following week.
You only have to publish it in one paper, the county paper?
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
one
sir. Whichever paper one y'all time. Designate.
Yeah.
That's right. Most counties have a single paper designated that's their official paper. Is that the way y'all do it?
We only got
you. You only have one, right?
Yeah,
right. Have one, and
the online paper.
Then Matt has online paper.
An online paper, I got.
Yeah,
you.
But we have to be official print to be able to count for this.
That's right. The state requires it in print. At this time, they do.
Mona, are you tired of writing?
I just gotta know what to be able to tell Deborah, because I know you won't repeat it, so.
I will best I can.
Right.
It's all been really clear to me. I'm just trying to soak it all up at the moment, but as long as you two gentlemen have gotten everything kind of squared away, well, all sounds like a good thing to me.
I think Kim's kind of like we, sitting on the side waiting for Triangle Brick and you to get everything finished up.
We just happen to be the pass through.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll have a lot of paperwork to sign, but it'll just be stuff. And I do need those copies back that I passed down.
I gave them to Sasha.
Okay. Because that's the only copy I have till Monday. And she will bring additional copies Monday, won't she?
Yes, she certainly will.
Okay.
She certainly will.
Well, but mechanics of a grant like this, you know, the sub's going to cost, what, about $4 million?
Million four.
Million four, okay.
Yeah.
1.3 million.
1.3?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're, I was just curious, we're going to have 70,000 here to work with.
700, half of it.
Yeah, 750?
Yeah, 700,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting my figures off. Well, when a bill comes in, do we take it out of this, or do they take it out of their part, or how does it? How do you decide? You shuffle them up and say, you pay this and we pay that?
We may have to work it out with Gary, but I bet we can work it out, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and there
will
be...
We may pay the first 700, whatever they...
When ours goes and they start?
You know, there's actually, and not counted anywhere in this grant application. There have actually already been dollars paid by Triangle to JAC as a contribution in aid of construction, yeah. So that they would start the engineering design and all those steps necessary so that this can all move forward once this grant has been approved. And it may be that there may be some additional amount that has to come from Triangle in order to make all the balance out all the costs. And that's going to be worked out between JAC and Triangle. So the only money, and make sure we say this, I guess, Kim, the only money Kim's ever going to look to you for is the $700,000. That's all.
Here. I will say that we have received some money from Triangle to get the project started, because, you know, we want to make sure that this was
a viable deal.
A viable deal going to go before we committed resources, you know, to even start the project.
Right.
And we have received some money already.
That sub's going to be where it's located. Can y'all service other places out of there? Or is it going to be strictly for Triangle?
We hope to, maybe in the future, to serve other folks out of it, yes. It's primarily for Triangle Brick. That's the only reason we're building it. So that's why we're asking them to contribute to the cost of the substation, because that's the only reason we're building it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We do hope for future use also.
Yeah.
But I'll add, that makes it public infrastructure. That's the only thing the Texas Capital Fund grants fund is public infrastructure.
Right.
So Triangle will have to deed over the property. They're going to supply the property, but it's going to be deeded over
to Brazos Electric.
Mm-hmm. So anyone else in that area that could make use of that, then they'll have access to it.
That's right.
Not that they will anytime soon, but from a legal standpoint, it is public infrastructure, just like a road or a water line or a sewer line or anything else.
That's right.
But if it's not public, it's not eligible for the capital fund.
That is correct.
That's right.
For the grant.
That was kind of a hurdle that we had to cross. I know I talked with the
Triangle.
Triangle. You mean we're going to buy a substation, then we're not going to own it.
That's the
way it works. But after we got together, I think they got together on a conference call with people that could explain it properly. It worked out just fine.
That's all I have, gentlemen.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
Sounds great.
I think this is one more step down the road.
Absolutely.
Matt, you got any questions? This is a public hearing.
Nope.
Well, he may want them back, or as long as I got one copy, that's all I need, but that's fine.
Is this something you need?
County entity has to publish in a newspaper of record, and by law, a newspaper of record is a grant newspaper. That's a antiquated, that's a antiquated law.
It is indeed.
Yes, it is.
These times.
In these times, yeah.
You need to start legislation to stop that.
That's why I said I don't get a newspaper, I read that.
If I was a part of a newspaper, if there was an online newspaper association, maybe we could do that.
Right.
We could lobby for that.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that brings up a thought. Public notices, I know, an application for a clean air permit from the TCEQ, and there's another one fixing to come to the library. Norma called me the other day. They're requiring those public application notices be posted in a public place that has internet service. So it sounds like they're making a move kind of towards accepting the internet, and that's.
They definitely are, even in our court filings. We're fixing to go to e-filing where it's paperless.
Right.
For our court hearings.
And your notices and everything go back out the same way, don't they?
Yes. Okay, we are adjourned.
Thank y'all again.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet y'all.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Turn it off.